This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 20 Pentecost Sunday CE. First posted October 10, 2010. Habakkuk 1:1-3. The righteous shall live by faith. Psalm 95:6-11-1-4. God's kingship. To Timothy 1:3-14. Truth entrusted to us. Luke 17:1-10. Forgiveness and faith. Habakkuk paraphrase. The prophet complains to God that he is surrounded by trouble and injustice, violence, strife, and contention. His call to God for help seems to go unanswered. So the prophet waits for God's reply. The Lord answered the prophet and gave him a vision which the Lord told the prophet to write down in clearly understandable form, so that anyone who reads it can flee from disaster. The vision, of divine justice, will be fulfilled in due time. It will come in the end. It is not an empty promise. If it seems slow in coming, wait for it. It will surely come. It cannot be delayed. Watch and see. The righteous shall live by faith, but the unrighteous shall fail. Psalm paraphrase. Oh come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Psalm 95:6-7. Gives heed to his voice today. Don't harden your hearts as the Israelites did at Massah and Meribah in the wilderness, Exodus 17:1-7, when they tested the Lord and demanded proof, although they had experienced the Lord's deeds on their behalf. The Lord loathed those people for 40 years, and declared that their error was deep within their hearts and they do not keep God's ways. In anger, God swore that they could not enter his rest in the promised land. To Timothy paraphrase, Paul recalled Timothy's sorrow at their last parting and longed for the joy of visiting with Timothy again. Paul was thankful of his own religious heritage when he recalled the faith of Timothy's mother and grandmother. Paul urged Timothy to apply the gift of the Holy Spirit which Timothy had received by his discipling, by Paul. The gift of the Holy Spirit is one of power, love, and self-control, not timidity. Paul urged Timothy not to be ashamed to testify of the Lord Jesus, nor of Paul, who was in prison, for preaching the gospel. Timothy should be willing to endure suffering for the gospel by the power which God supplies. God saved us and gave us a holy calling, to proclaim the gospel, not because of anything we did to deserve it, but because of God's grace, unmerited favor, free gift, which he gave us long ago in Christ, and which has now been revealed in the coming of Jesus. Jesus' coming has abolished eternal death and revealed eternal life and immortality through the gospel. Paul was suffering in prison, awaiting martyrdom, for the gospel for which he had been appointed by Jesus, a preacher, apostle, and teacher, but he was not ashamed. Paul knew and believed Jesus, and was confident that the Lord could guard what had been entrusted to Paul until the day of Christ's return. Paul urged Timothy to follow his example by the faith and love we have in Jesus, and faithfully guard the truth entrusted to him by the indwelling Holy Spirit. Luke paraphrase, Jesus told his disciples that they would experience temptations, but those who tempt his disciples, little ones, will suffer such consequences that they would be better off being tied to a millstone and downed in the sea. Jesus warns us to watch out for ourselves. If a fellow believer sins, we should rebuke him. If he repents, we must forgive him, even 7 times in a day. The disciples asked the Lord to increase their faith. Jesus replied that if they had any faith at all, as small as a mustard seed, they could command a mulberry tree to be rooted up and planted in the sea and it would obey. Jesus used the parable of the unworthy servant to illustrate obedience to God. If a master had a servant plowing a field or tending sheep, when the servant finishes and returns, would the master have the servant sit down and eat while the master serves him? Wouldn't the master require the servant to serve his master first? Does the master thank his servant for doing what he was commanded? No, the servant has only done his duty. Commentary, saving faith is obedient trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's only provision for our forgiveness and salvation from eternal death and destruction, Acts 4:12, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right, home. Faith is not getting whatever one believes if one believes hard enough. Faith is not wishing on a star. The Christian life in this world requires faith. There are going to be times of trouble and times of temptation. There will be times when we call to the Lord for help and don't receive an immediate answer. Testing the Lord and demanding proof are the opposite of faith. The Israelites witnessed, over and over, the saving acts of the Lord in their behalf. They had seen the 10 plagues in Egypt, Exodus 7:8-11:10, to gain their freedom, the parting of the Red Sea, Exodus 14:21-31, and God's provision of meat, quail, and manna in the wilderness, Exodus 16:1-21, but still insisted on proof in order to believe God's word. They refused to enter the promised land on God's command, Numbers 14:1-10, so they were condemned to wander in the wilderness for 40 years until they died, Numbers 14:26-35. The only adults allowed to enter were Joshua and Caleb, Numbers 14:36-38, who had advocated for entry and possession of the promised land. Timothy was apparently already a Christian believer through his mother and grandmother, but was not born again until Paul discipled him. Paul is deliberately intended by God to be the prototype and example of a modern, post-resurrection, born-again disciple and apostle of Jesus Christ, as we also can be. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was discipled by a born-again disciple, Ananias, Acts 9:10-17, until Paul was reborn, Acts 9:18, and then Paul began to fulfill the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20, which Jesus gave to his disciples to be carried out after they had been born again, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8. Timothy is an example of Paul's fulfillment of the Great Commission. The gift of the Holy Spirit is powerful, but it is modulated by love and self-control. We must overcome our timidity in order to apply the power of the Holy Spirit by proclaiming the gospel boldly. But it must not be proclaimed without love and self-control. Discipleship is learning to be guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit to proclaim the gospel. At first I was timid, and found it difficult to testify even in church Sunday school. But with practice and experience it became easier to testify, even out in daily life in the world. As I grew spiritually, I had more experiences of God's faithfulness and more opportunities to testify. By the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit we walk through the wilderness of this lifetime, experiencing God's saving acts on our behalf. These experiences are intended to help us grow to spiritual maturity. As we experience God's power and faithfulness, our faith in His ability to deliver us grows. I have suffered nothing which can compare to Paul's suffering for the gospel, even within the nominal church. For example, I was prevented from continuing an adult class on spiritual growth, which broke my heart. But the Lord comforted me and gave me other opportunities. The Lord has opened my mind to understand the scriptures, Luke 24:45, and it has revealed God's eternal truth to me, 1 Corinthians 1:17-29, 2:1-7. I have a daily personal fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I know Him in whom I have believed, and am sure that He can keep me uncompromised until the day of the Lord. We shouldn't expect special recognition and commendation for testifying to the gospel. Someone shared the gospel with us, and we had received the benefit, so we should be eager to share the gospel with others, Matthew 10:8. The Lord has commanded His born-again disciples to go into the world to make, born-again, disciples of Jesus Christ, teaching them to trust and obey all that Jesus teaches, Matthew 28:19-20. This is only our minimum obligation as servants of the Lord. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?